You're a little older and a lot wiser. The future is yours. Define aging on your own terms. Welcome to AARP Without Limits with your host, Mike Olander.
Hello and welcome. This is AARP Without Limits, WPTF Talk Radio. We are disrupting aging with the power of 50,000 watts. And our podcast, available anytime on demand at WPTF.com or through our Facebook, AARP North Carolina. I'm your host, Mike Olander of AARP North Carolina, and we've got a great but very different program for you today, folks. Who is going to determine the election this year? Is it new voters? Is it independents? Is it suburban moms? Well, if you're thinking it's neither, but maybe older voters, you may be onto something there. Today, we're going to be sharing with you a preview, or kind of a maybe a review, of a recent election event, voter event. We had a voter forum down in Charlotte. And today we're going to be talking about that program, why it was significant, what were some of the things that we heard, and really looking forward to sharing with you all some clips from some of the attendees of that event. But before we get to that, as always, ladies and gentlemen, I'm joined here in the studio with a true professional, partner in crime here, esteemed production engineer, Mr. Jason Kung. Jason, how are you doing, my buddy? It's been a minute since I've seen you.
It's been a minute indeed, but I'm doing great. Looking forward to the show today. I always appreciate hearing, you know, the thoughts of the people. It's nice to take a break from what the pundits and the spin masters are saying. So, yeah, I'm excited for today's show.
I am so glad you put it this way, because that's exactly what I want to illustrate, how what we were hearing down at our voter forum, which we called Word the Deciders, what we heard there versus what you hear on the airwaves and what you see on social media and all of that. Before I get to that, though, Jason, it's been a few weeks since we've seen each other, a combination of vacation schedules, and I've been out of town for work as well, including for this voter forum down Charlotte. How's your summer been going? I know you've got family, extra family in town and all of that. How's it been going for you so far?
It's been going great. We had lots of family visiting us so far this summer, and usually when they come, they stay for a long time. But, you know, now we've started getting some rain again, which is nice. So, yeah, no, it's been a great summer. It's been hot, and the kids are enjoying as much outdoor time as they can get.
Oh, that's awesome. Glad to hear. Being outside, even though when it's very hot, there's a real excuse to stay indoors and play video games or what have you, but I'm glad they're getting out and enjoying it a little bit. I've been getting out there, too. Really have enjoyed the time with my kids and with friends. A buddy of mine just turned 50. Josh, if you're listening, happy 50th to you, buddy. It was great to go up to Jersey, see a lot of old friends. We went to Medieval Times, which was really interesting. Quite a treat there, as always. It was like, as always, I say it as if I've been there a bunch. That was my second time ever at Medieval Times. But it was great just to see some old friends and be able to connect and do a little bit of that. Also, kind of on the opposite end of that, we're braving the elements a little bit in Myrtle Beach with my kids recently, Jason. We stayed at a little resort there on the beach, a little bit of a treat for the kids, which was nice, had a nice full kitchen and all that, so we didn't have to go out and, you know, spend money on meals every single time, which was nice. It was nice to be able to cook breakfast and dinner when we wanted to instead of going out. I have to say, though, really interesting stretch of days we had there where the weather was really good during the day, and then late afternoon, early evening, Jason, I don't know what it was, but the wind would pick up. I have never been outside in a pool where it was this windy before. It was literally blowing the water out of the pool.
Wow.
Yeah, we walk up, we're like, what in the world is going on there? Like, you know, we got our beach towels around our neck. They're flying around, you know, like we're like we're Superman or something. And then literally took off my Crocs, and they literally flew across the pool. My kids thought it was hysterical. Me, I didn't think so much. Yeah. I'm like, this isn't fun, man. I don't want water blowing in my face. I don't want to be worrying about things, you know, flying into my eye or whatever. I want to be relaxing. But anyway, it was quite an interesting experience. And then I think I mentioned to you before, earlier this summer, took the kids up north, saw my parents up in Connecticut, went to Times Square, got to see Back to the Future on Broadway, which was a nice treat for the kids. Got to see people doing yoga at 100-degree weather at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Times Square. Yes, folks, I guess you haven't lived unless you've done that. I will leave that to the professionals. I think, though, if you can master being on blacktop in 100-degree weather at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and deal with all the distractions that comes with Times Square, you're pretty good at yoga. You've managed to channel your concentration and really be able to focus. Anyway, Jason, enough with that. I'm glad you're enjoying your summer. Glad you're getting to spend some quality time with your family, because that's what it's all about, right?
So much
of the work that we do at AARP, you know, a lot of people think, oh, you're the organization that works for on behalf of people who are 50 and older. Yes, we do. But of course, those people 50 and older have families. And for many, many people, AARP is a resource for people who maybe aren't yet 50, maybe considerably younger than that, but they're dealing with the challenges that come with having an aging parent. Maybe they're a family caregiver. Maybe there's somebody who is dealing with, you know, trying to navigate and understand Medicare, understanding what are options for long-term care or any number of other issues that come with that. And so, we at AARP have a real focus on the family with everything that we do. And one of the things, though, that we did want to limit to people who were just 50 and older, though, Jason, was this event that we did down in Charlotte recently, a forum called Word the Deciders, which was focused on the election that we're in particular on the gubernatorial race that we're in, Jason. And I know you're aware of this because here at WPTF, you guys have got, you know, all these ads running and you guys got talk shows and everything that talk about the state of play with respect to politics. And of course, a lot has happened since I've been here, Jason, with President Biden not running for re-election and how that's changed that race. But here in our state, the gubernatorial race is arguably the biggest, certainly the most expensive one in the country right now, with Mark Robinson and Josh Stein facing off. And we want to keep that focus here in North Carolina. And so we did a forum, a voter forum in Charlotte, where we had a little over 100 attendees come out, have a little dinner with us. And they had the opportunity to hear directly from the candidates through a new video voter guide that we premiered that evening. And folks, if you go on aarp.org/North Carolina, you will see there will be links where you can actually view that. But, we did a poll here in North Carolina asking AARP members what, you know, with all that's going on in North Carolina with the election, you know, the district maps being redrawn and the rules around how to vote, early voting, all that stuff, you know, what is most important for you to know? And the answer to that was not early voting. It wasn't what are the deadlines. It was simply where do the candidates stand on the issues that are important to me? And so we reached out to Attorney General Josh Stein and Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, asked them if they would do a video voter guide with us. Come to our office and each of them be given equal time to go on video and answer three questions related to issues that our members really care about, which is family caregiving, healthcare, and housing here in North Carolina. Each of them came very well prepared. Each of them had teleprompters. You know, they had their responses scripted out just the way they wanted to. They came to our office, and then once the videos were done and put together, each of them were given the opportunity to review the final product before we went live with them. So, we are very aware about being fair, you know, the need to be very, very fair. AARP doesn't have a PAC. We don't endorse candidates. And we want to make sure that folks get as unbiased as possible the opportunity to hear from the candidates. And so that's what we did. We had these folks come out and, welcomed them to the program. We had Nancy Lamond, who is, I guess you could say, the number two at AARP. She oversees all of the advocacy work and community outreach work that AARP does both at the national level and at the state level. And she's came to share with the audience the perspective that AARP has of the power of the older voter. As you probably know, Jason, The older voter is the one age demographic group that consistently comes out in every election, not just the big ones like this year, but in the off-year elections and in municipal elections and in special elections. The last time we had midterms, which was 2022, 64% of the turnout was people who were 50 and older. So the people who are 50 plus do make a difference, and in fact, they can be the determining demographic who decides who's going to wind up representing us in whatever elected office it is. And so she provided that perspective so folks understood that, you know, the power that they have is so important. We rolled the video, got to hear from each of the candidates, again, addressing how would they face the challenges of family caregiving, of access to affordable health care, and of housing here in North Carolina. We then turned around and asked some poll questions, Jason. We got a little high tech. Everybody pulled out their phone and did some live polling. So we asked them to essentially get their reactions to what they heard from the candidates. What did they like? What did they want to hear more of? Again, did it right down the middle. We made it really clear. We don't want to be having any partisan bickering or fights or soapbox speeches here. This was really about being focused on the issues and what are they hearing from the candidates. And then after that, Jason, the real fun part began, and I got to pretend to be Phil Donahue. Myself and my colleague Steve Hahn took to the audience with our microphones and asked people to take a deeper dive into some of the poll questions that we asked them. And the discussion was really, really exciting. We could have easily gone on all night, but of course we had to cap it off there. So we're going to cap this part of the program right here, Jason, as we go to a commercial break. But when we come back, folks, we're going to talk a little bit more about the program, and then you're going to get to hear some of the comments that we have had from the attendees at this event. This is AARP Without Limits. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is AARP Without Limits. Just a reminder, folks, we always love to hear from you. If you have a question, a comment, a suggestion, or a recommendation for a future guest or topic, please send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. AARP Without Limits at aarp.org. Today, we've been focusing our program on a recent event we had down in Charlotte called Where the Deciders. A little bit of a tongue twister there. We are the deciders, I guess we could say. But basically, it was a forum, a voter forum for people 50 and older in the Charlotte area. At that event, we had the folks had the opportunity to hear directly from our gubernatorial candidates, current Attorney General Josh Stein and current Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, about how they would address the issues of caregiving, healthcare, and housing here in North Carolina if elected. And after that, them having to see that premiere of that of those videos, we'd ask them some poll questions and then went into the audience with our microphones to ask them some questions. And what we heard, Jason, I have to say, there was quite a range of things that we heard. I could easily myself go into the details of what we heard, but I think we're going to go ahead right now and play some clips. You can hear directly from some of the attendees. The question to them was, if you had the opportunity to give a message to the candidates, what would it be?
My message to the candidates would be a candidate for all people, not just the black or the white or the rich or the poor. Really make sound decisions that are beneficial to everyone. I feel like that women's rights are being taken away, that our voice is being diminished, and that many a times it's put out that, oh, you're not pro-life or you're not for family, and that's not true. I feel that women should have a right to make choices about their own body. But I also feel like the government, our gubernatorial government, needs to represent everybody. Not just the rich or the poor or the disenfranchised. It's so Republican and Democrat versus, and it's just ridiculous. It's very unsettling for me. I pray every morning that things are going to work out better, but I'm putting more action with that prayer because I got to go out and represent and be a force for what I think needs to happen. Healthcare, affordable housing, you know, it's just impossible. I have people all the time contacting me, wanting me to sell my house. I would love to sell my house if I thought I'd get enough money for it and I could go buy something that I could afford, but that's not going to happen. So I stay where I am, and I'm happy. But again, these developers come in, they turn houses. What used to be a $200,000 house is now a $450,000 or $500,000 house that's unaffordable for most people that still live in the neighborhood. So those are just several of the messages that I have for our politicians.
My message would be to echo much of what I've heard in here this evening, which is a major concentration for not just the mature people in the city. It is affordable housing. I think it's imperative that homes be made affordable for both young people and the more aged in our community, because what's happening with the developers coming in and owning most of the real estate and setting new prices and so on and so forth, it to me it likens when you go to a corporation like, let's say, Spectrum or AT&T, Verizon, and so forth. You have all these great deals to entice everyone to come in, but those who are loyal and true to you get lost in the sauce, right? So what about us who have been contributing to the city and paying taxes and buying items and buying homes and so on and so forth? We give to the city, and you said, okay, keep giving. I'm going to give you less, but we want other people that will entice to come. Why don't you entice us to stay? Make it available and affordable for us to stay.
My message to the candidates would be to understand what is needed as far as caregiving. Make that a primary issue, because adults are living longer, and caregiving is really huge, especially for the families. And also focus on health care, the health care needs of people.
I wish the candidates would be more truthful. They know that the Senate, Congress, they have to go through a lot, even the governors. Keep it real and keep it truthful. Stop lying to us. You can't tell the truth. Don't say anything at all. That's my message.
There's so much to be concerned about. You know, we need to come together with real solutions to the issues in our state. And just to talk about it and say, oh yeah, we're going to do something, that's not going to cut it. We have to come together and sit down and do a plan, whether it's housing, whether it's, you know, health care, whatever it is, we have got to have a plan in place in order to really make it work. Because it seems like we keep talking about these subjects and nothing happens. Nothing truly happens. And they talk a lot, but no actions behind it.
So as you heard there, Jason, you heard some similar things coming from the attendees at the event. This, I should mention, these clips were taken right after the event, not during the forum itself. And you hear a lot of consistency in terms of people really just having had it with the politics, really wanting to hear much, much more about what are you going to do about these problems. And one of the things I think both candidates did a good job on the video voter guide. I could not expect them to go into a whole lot of detail. And obviously they had plenty of time to prepare for their remarks, but it is clear from the people who attended that they definitely want to hear a lot more. And they definitely are fed up with what they're seeing on cable news, what they're reading on the internet, on their social media feeds and so forth. They want real solutions to some of these very real problems. For example, one of the top issues that rose to the top during the polling session, Jason, was around housing, and we heard a little bit about that in the comments here. That started a wave of comments related to the housing situation being experienced in Charlotte and throughout the state. There was a sense that the issue was not being addressed adequately by our legislators in Raleigh, and that they needed to hear much more from these candidates in order to feel reassured that they understood just how expensive and unaffordable housing has become in our state. Another issue was financial security. Though Social Security is a national program and a national issue, it was a top-related issue of concern among the older voters in our audience. Incidentally, this mirrors what AARP polls across the country show as well. Financial is a huge issue, and having the reassurance that Social Security will be strengthened for them and for future generations was extremely important. Again, I want to stress how big of an issue this is because it's something that's rarely discussed in our national media. And of course, it's often drowned out by the more sensational and sexy issues that define today's political discourse. Notwithstanding it being a national issue and program, financial security in the state was highlighted as a top concern. Some members of the audience discussed the situation in terms of their children. For example, we heard examples of kids who were struggling to pay off their student loans, for which many of them, the cost rival that of a mortgage payment. That level of expense obviously makes it very hard for them to financially assist their children while keeping up with the high inflated costs of everyday life for themselves. So it's obviously a huge issue that needs to, hopefully time will cure. We're seeing some good news with respect to inflation, but things like Social Security having the reassurance, even though it's not a state issue, that will be addressed is really, really important. One last thing, Jason, that I want to share, the issue of caregiving. Most of the attendees in their audience raised their hands when asked if they've ever been a caregiver or currently a caregiver. It's widely understood that at some point in all of our lives, each of us is going to be either caring for somebody or having somebody take care of us. And a number of people in the audience shared that they are helping take care of both their children and their parents, right? The sandwich generation that we hear about. They have financial burdens and levels of stress that are far beyond what most people have to deal with. And for them, knowing, you know, that the gubernatorial candidates hear them and understand the situation and the need for support, you know, respite support, increased funding for caregiving support to allow them to be able to step back and, of course, you know, have a little bit of respite, a little bit of a break, and better understand what are their options as they're navigating our caregiving system here in North Carolina. So, again, Jason, a lot of realness at this event. We set the stage pretty strictly with the program and said we're gonna shut off the mic like Jake Tapper if if you get on your soapbox. Fortunately, we really didn't have much of that. It was really people focusing on the issues, not on the personalities. And that was really, really good. And I'm happy to say with our audience, if you're interested in hearing more about this, number one, again, if you go to aarp.org/North Carolina, you can see the link to watch the video voter guides yourselves, and you can make your own call on what the candidates have to say. And in a future program here at AARP Without Limits, we're going to really get into the meat of what folks said during our forum. And some real specific concerns that they shared. And what are the messages, again, to both Josh Stein and Mark Robinson, who each seek to become our next governor. So looking forward to sharing that with you all. Thanks for being with us today, folks. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank Jason Kong for production. I want to thank you for being such a wonderful audience. This is AARP Without Limits. This is Mike Olander with AARP North Carolina. We'll see you next time.